This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hello everybody, welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Ben Roy.
Hello there.
Ben Roy, my friend, Mr. Jim Ryan, Mr. Contradictory Ryan, as I'll start referring to him, is out there talking about the PlayStation 5 and the PlayStation 4 and the state of exclusives across the next couple of years, and pretty much just walking back stuff that he said as of 1 month ago and back in May as well. So the most recent thing came from an interview with GameIndustry.biz where he's talking about the reality of just how many people are still playing on PlayStation 4 and that over 100 million people are obviously still have PlayStation 4s, and you know that's the user base as it is. And Ryan said in regards to the future of titles releasing on both systems, obviously our eyes and our horizons have lifted with regards to what's possible with that PlayStation 4 community based on what we've observed over the last 6 months. That can be quite powerful because in 2021, 2022, that PS4 community that we've spoken about, they will be the vast majority of people on PlayStations during that time. It's crucial that we keep them engaged and happy, and the last 6 months have demonstrated that we could do that to an extent that we didn't think was possible when we were setting our minds pre-COVID. That's a hell of a thing in itself, but it directly contradicts what he said back in May about the whole, you know, Sony believe in generations, they want to make a point of stepping into the next cycle of consoles. And also, like I said, it contradicts what happened in October, just last month, where he said that, well, doesn't necessarily contradict what he says, but in October last month, he said that the PS5 will outsell the PS4, and it was all guns blazing, all next generation. But now, it kind of feels like they're playing catch-up to Xbox.
Yeah, it just feels like he said some things and then someone plugs the algorithm into him and goes, ah, Jim, say this, actually, no, tweak the dials here. It seems reactionary and also like they're kind of doing what Xbox are doing all along, the whole sort of like, actually, no, we've realised that we actually don't know the sales figures for Xbox for like, what was it, 100 years now, but there's like 100 million PS4s and they don't want to just leave them all in the dirt because they realise that their software will just bang it and sell so much if they put it there. Like if you're putting, say, like a Horizon Forbidden, is it Forbidden Wests?
Forbidden West, yeah.
Just on PS5, you're literally throwing away what?
Lot of money.
10 million sales, something like that. Mm-hmm. Something crazy. Like it makes sense logistically. Like, it might upset people that are investing early. Like a lot of us are in these new sort of 500 like pound machines or whatever, however what you go for the disc or discless. But yeah, it at the end of the day, it just makes like total business sense. Like when I harken to like say the only game that I can think of that is true next gen, yeah, and only because they can't get it to work on current gen, is Resident Evil 8, and that's literally down to Capcom not being able to do it yet. But I'm pretty sure as time goes on, that will also probably just come to PS4 and Xbox.
Because they haven't, Capcom haven't outlined, that's the whole behind-the-scenes thing, rumours and stuff, that they can't get it to work on PS4 and Xbox One, but Capcom haven't confirmed that it won't be coming to those systems yet. Like you said, they're still trying, and that'll be happening. Like you said, though, as far as, genuine next-gen titles that fundamentally can't work on current-gen hardware, there's only really Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart, because it's fundamentally built with the SSD in mind.
Yeah.
And on the Xbox side, they're not doing any platform exclusives for a few years. It's just kind of interesting seeing how Sony have pivoted so much, because I think if you're going to ask people to invest half a grand on a new system, for me, and it's maybe just because, you know, that's the way that we've been steeped in this sort of tradition over the years, you buy a new system, you get games that only work on that system. I kind kind of want that because I'm spending the money on it. But at the same time, like you said, it just makes sheer business sense that they, you know, keep people entertained. And in regards to, you know, the way we're going to title this video, does this mean that God of War 2, the sort of one of their biggest flagship titles, is actually available on PS4 as well?
I think so. I think
really,
like, if you look at, unless it's doing something like Ratchet and Clank, unless like when you go through the gates later on in God of War, unless you can do that, say, like summoning it by your axe and going through literally like a Ratchet and Clank, I can't see them not being able to get around it by hiding the load or, you know, walking through a crevice or something like that. Like, if you think about God of War 2018, like, it's a phenomenal game. It's like one of the best games of the generation. But is there anything technically that you could see it, the next one doing that, like PS4 couldn't do?
I think it is literally the load time stuff. Because like it's annoying because right now at time of recording, I can't talk about the specifics that would help me so bolster my point based on being hands on with the PS5. But if I pivot that across to like, you know, looking at the way that sort of games have been put together on like both systems, like the PS5, the Xbox Series X, looking at the footage that's out there, like there's not that much stuff that, like you said, doesn't feel like it could be scaled down again. I think it would rely a lot on load times. You know, and even like it's that whole thing where unless you're designing something from the ground up that has to be built with, you know, instant load times in mind, like for in a gameplay sense, like Ratchet and Clank's bringing in all these different assets from different dimensions and stuff like that, then there's no real reason why they couldn't scale stuff down. I think the Switch kind of proved that you can take any AAA game and just, you know, de-res the textures, you know, Doom or The Witcher or whatever, and just make it work on older gen hardware. But I kind of wonder how much that affects their, like, the sell. Like, you know, is the average person as interested in buying new hardware if they can just stick with what they have and just keep playing?
I think they are. I think people like new things, and I think this is the signify that the end of the traditional generation. They're done. It's game over now. Like, we are now in the full-on smartphone sort of, like, whereas you've got a PS4 Pro and I didn't. So I've got just the older sort of like coal-powered machine, but I can't. When I get my PS5, it's just, the only difference is that it's just going to be like slightly faster than your PS4 at this point with the SSD. Of course, the SSD is the major point.
You mean for the PS5 with the SSD?
Yeah. And like when you get, say, like 2 years in, we might see games that aren't going to jump back as much. But at the end of the day, no one's probably going to be designing towards that for quite some time, other than what we've seen with Ratchet and Clank, because they want to target the widest swath of people. They want as much of the money as they can get in there. Like, it's just at the end of the day, this is an art form, but this is also business, and they also want the money, sort of thing.
That's another thing on the art side as well, is you want people to see the thing you've made, as many people as possible, depending on what they're building. But yeah, unless you fundamentally built something that needed the new tech, there's no business reason why you would prioritize a single platform, unless Sony do an Avengers and come in and just sort of swing in with a bucket load of cash and go, and you've like, got to stick with us.
With PC as well, like all these games, all these games run on PC. There's no PC 2, remember? They've just, everything seems to have always... It just caters to the newest, like the only thing boundaries there is like RAM and like, I'm really boiling this down, like graphics cards and things like that. But like at the end of the day, we're just now switching those components out in the hardware, and it seems like they're all going to be sort of like the similar architecture going forward. And like the only things, like we spoke about this, I suppose, with Josh and you in on a podcast like the other week, like the only reason we don't have the PlayStation 3 stuff on PS4 is because the cell processor is just one of the worst things they've done, and they can't get that sort of thing to work. Like, you can't even download those games via now. You have to play them off basically a PS3 in Jim Ryan's basement somewhere, sort of thing. Like, and I think that's going to be the case for all time unless they remake those games. Like, I think we probably will have God of War 2 if it comes out next year.
It's meant to be next year, yeah.
Yeah, then I think it's going to be on PS4, or we're going to get a version of it on PS4 at least.
I'm just, the whole, like, changing of the guard in regards, you know, the way that Microsoft approached the next generation, where they, you know, would be super respectful of whatever hardware you've bought so far. If you bought into the half-step systems, the 1S, the 1X, then we're going to respect that. And even if you were going to buy Halo Infinite, it'll work on whatever system you have at the time, which is a great consumer-focused mentality. And Sony came out just being like, whatever, you know, that stuff doesn't matter, being way more traditionalist about it and just being like, well, a new system means new games and means they aren't going to be forwards compatible, they're not going to work, which, you know, obviously means you can use use your old system to play a new game. And they just kind of, you know, they were all guns blazing with that. And now, a couple of weeks from launch, a lot of the games that you would invest in that hardware to play, Spider-Man, Horizon, you know, they're potentially just going to be on PS4. And there's also the thing where they've recently been patching a lot of Sony first-party titles, The Last of Us, Until Dawn, to remove load times. So that if you are on PS4, you can get that PS5 feel of something loading instantly, even on your original hardware. It's just such a weird back and forth into what a new system even means at this point.
It's so weird because if you think about, like, again, with like going to the PC comparison, like, there's no PC sort of like, there's no Mr. Microsoft isn't answering for every PC that runs your game's crap, right?
Right.
But let's say, like, we're hearing Cyberpunk is being delayed because of current gen tech and so that's
apparently,
not
yeah.
back. So, like, at one point, do we get these games where they're going, it's going to be great over here, but by the way, if you buy it on the other gen, it's going to be a little bit rubbish. It's going to be a little bit slow. It's going to look a little bit muddy. Like, are we going to get games with those disclaimers at one point? And are we going to have, like, say, you know, where sites are going to have to review, like, say, God of War 2 on PS5 is a 9 out of 10, but God of War 2 on PS4 is a 7 because it runs
right.
like mud.
Sort of. Yeah. Well, you kind of have that at the minute with, like, the Switch. Like, if there's any major third-party thing that comes out on both the bigger systems and then the Switch one always looks worse. But there is also stuff to take into account into how, like, yeah, the version of the game is completely different. Like, FIFA is completely different.
You can do this with the Switch. You can take this away. You can go wherever you want with the Switch. You can go to
Well, that's what they're going to hinge it on. But, yeah. I mean, I think we're at a fascinating turning point in what a new console generation even means. And obviously, there's so many external factors this year, too. But I'm just fascinated by Sony's marketing on this, where they're just throwing things left, right, and center in regards to, like, addendums to press releases that could have come out months ago if they'd thought ahead. But Jim Ryan's literally saying that they hadn't even thought of this until now.
It's almost like Jim Ryan was just sitting back, and then it's because we've not had, I think this was mentioned on, like, some other shows, but we've not had any sort of PlayStation 5 marketing or push until the pandemic era started. Until, like, there was nothing, like, Xbox was all the way back at the Game Awards when I think it was the box was revealed with Keighley.
That was at the Game Awards, yeah.
Yeah, but we have had nothing of PlayStation until this era of, like, sort of, like, you know, everyone's at home sort of thing. So it's almost like every day plans are changing, they're winging it because they don't have to really go across the world and give people these machines until they just send them to your door, like, there you go, have one.
Sony have always been, like, super reactionary. It's like, oh, achievements are a thing, right, we'll do trophies. Like, oh, VR's a thing, right, we'll do PSVR. And I think that they were kind of waiting to see what Xbox were doing, and now that there's been a positive response to that, they can kind of shift and take that on. Like, oh, Game Pass is a thing? Well, we have the PS Plus collection and everything else. So, yeah, let us know anything down in the comments below of the idea of God of War 2 being on PS4. Does it annoy you? What do you generally think about the transition between the current generation to the next? And what are your overall thoughts on the handling of the PlayStation 5's marketing so far? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
And I'll be Ben Roy.
And we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.